Night had fallen, and the air was cool. A few birds continued to sing from their nests in the tall pines along the roadside. Wendy's footsteps were loud in her ears as she walked. The road was unfamiliar to her, as was the neighborhood itself. Her new apartment was 2 miles back the way she had come, and she still had another mile to go before she reached her turnaround point. She kept a steady pace, her fanny pack bouncing rhythmically against her behind. The occasional car raced past, some of them moving away from the shoulder of the road, and others staying close. Wendy's reflective safety vest and blinking light seemed only to alert the drivers who were actually paying attention to the road. It was a roll of the dice whether or not she would be hit every time a car came by, but she didn't mind. The weather was pleasant, and it was good to get outside, away from her computer and the constant research. She began whistling to herself as she approached the closed-off road to an old campground. A rusting chain stretched across the cracked pavement of the entrance was looped around 2 pine trees. From the chain's sagging center, a faded sign reading, "No Trespassing," hung limply. There was no breeze to move it. As Wendy drew closer, she heard a curious sound, almost as though someone, or something, was shuffling towards her. When she reached the entrance, she paused and looked down the dark road. The alternating flash of red and white from her safety light illuminated the trees in a harsh way, giving the tree-lined passage a nightmarish quality. And Wendy saw movement. A large, hunched-over shape. It took her a moment to realize it was a person, one dressed in rags and with a backpack on. The stranger shuffled towards her, caught sight of the light, and lifted up its head. From the depths of the hood, long, stringy white hair fell down, framing a face etched with age and sorrow. The stranger was a woman, and she looked as though she could be anywhere between 30 and 50 years old. Her gnarled fingers were hooked into the straps of the backpack, and she continued to approach the chain across the entrance with careful, measured steps. Her feet were hidden by the long, ragged skirt she wore, its color long since faded to a neutral, dirty beige. She smiled at Wendy, and Wendy smiled back.
"Can you spare some change?"
the woman asked, coming to a stop a few feet on the other side of the slim barrier.
"I want to go up to the convenience store and get something to eat. Maybe a pack of cigarettes. Hey, have you got a cigarette on you?"
"No," Wendy said. "I'm sorry, I don't. I might have some change, though."
"Really?"
she said, taking a step closer. She straightened up slightly.
"Sure would be nice of you."